Hey there, everyone. This is Infinity, and it is 1:45 in the Pacific on March 22nd, 2020. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 going on there. 13:45. And I'm sitting outside. It is the next day. I never got back to finishing my recording for my podcast last night when I was frustrated and talking about all sorts of stuff bouncing around in my head. Now I'm sitting outside in my yard. I've got baby right here playing with a stick. Rosie's up by my oak tree. So you may hear some stuff in the background. I am outside. Feels really good to be outside. So hopefully it feels good to be outside where you are. You can get outside in some way, shape, or form. Go for a walk. Even during these shutdowns and lockdowns and quarantines and distancing, we can still go outside and partake of nature. Just don't do it in groups and don't commingle with people. Don't get close to people that you don't know. Just because they can be infected and you can get infected, or you could be infected and you can infect them. A lot of people are asymptomatic, including most of the population of little ones, and they can pass it on to other people. Okay, so back to what I was talking about last night, which was I was just about to get into how my hands used to be one of the most painful things that I dealt with, even though at different times it was different things. There was this like set core amount of things in my body that I was constantly dealing with, and my hand pain was one of them. And it felt just like arthritis, but I never actually had arthritis. But it was pain just like it. I get pain in my joints. Cracking my knuckles would help. And I realized that let gases escape that were trapped inside of the knuckles that were causing that pain. But I didn't realize that it went beyond that. That it was an energetic thing. And especially for our hands. And that's what I was saying with coronavirus. Like just the same way we're not supposed to touch stuff. We're supposed to wash our hands. That's not only for bacteria and germs, that's for energy. So we can pick up on negative energy and it can hold on. We can, in our energetic body, within our physical body, and we have different layers of our energetic body. These things can attach and just like be weighted on our energy system, and it's impossible to see it. It can only be felt. And I mean, this is what a lot of, or all of the different ailments and diseases and things that it is that we get in our bodies are reacting in certain ways to give us a message as to what's going on with our system. Of course, we can be poisoned and things can happen that are just too big to, handle or deal with, or we get overwhelmed. So that tends to happen too. Our systems can be overwhelmed, too much stuff going on, too much negative energy wreaking havoc on too many of the energetic systems, the chakras in our body going on at the same time, and there isn't enough life force battery to fight it back and win. And also at a certain point, the body and the mind and the spirit just decides that enough is enough. I can't do this anymore. And that also happens too, where you just know that too much is going on and your body is suffering, and then you decide to let go. So that happens. Not to be too, depressing or morbid or whatever, but I just talk very factual about this stuff because that's the way I see it. I see it in this very mechanical way. I think like any healer or physician has to see the body processes, whether they comprehend, no matter what level they're comprehending it on. Like, I know things and how things work on an energetic level that a physician wouldn't. And they know things on a physical level that I wouldn't. But I don't need to. I can feel the process and I can go in there and take care of it. I don't need to know, because I'm just working with the energy. And the energy wants to work with me. It's really easy. But when we're dealing with procedures and surgeries and stuff like that, this is trauma to the body. This is a lot of time what people don't understand is that you may have injuries or traumas or surgeries or procedures that happen to the body, and the physical body may heal, but the energetic body still has this impression or the scar holding on to trauma. So it becomes another point, another anchor of negative energy that needs to be transmuted. So this is something that people don't understand. Like, they'll have an accident and they'll go to physical therapy. They may even go to a psychologist depending on the trauma that was involved with it, but they don't go to an energetic specialist. They don't go to an energy practitioner to take care of the energetic issues that arise with trauma. And that's just like if you're thinking of one thing that happened, you know, but most of us have been through several and multiple either physical and or emotional problems or traumas in our life just by living, whether it could just be accidents, situations, circumstances, natural, quote unquote, natural events, or it could be actual, you know, transgressions against us. They all leave us with an energetic imprint or scar sometimes, or tear in our, or black hole or attachment of energy. But once I healed myself, I didn't have that problem in my hands anymore. I didn't have a problem anywhere in my body anymore, but it was really amazing to me how my hands didn't hurt and still haven't. I mean, it's been close to 9 years, something like that, 9 or 10 years going on that, where I had that whole experience where I went to the higher dimension and healed myself and did all that good stuff when I got out of the meditation. And I've not taken a single pill that I used to take. I never went back to the doctors, any of the doctors that I saw. And I was with Kaiser, and they're busy. They're not the type of doctor's going to be like, oh, you didn't show back up. Or, you know, that's not the kind of system that we have. And so that was that. I have a feeling that maybe someday in my future I'll come across or whatever with my, especially my rheumatologist. She was the same doctor that I had at the very end, the last couple years, was the same doctor that I had at the very beginning, the doctor who diagnosed me. It was the same doctor that I had at the very end. It was pretty remarkable. and I loved her, so I was really excited about that. She was always really great with me. And I was one of her toughest cases. I had it really bad. I had fibromyalgia really, really bad. Time would go, and then I would need to get on disability again because whatever job that I ended up having, it was too hard for me to handle. And I didn't know at the time I was also going through awakening activations and upgrades and stuff and reacting to the happenings and stargates. I had no idea. Looking back at time frames and stuff that were happening during that whole period, it's like, oh, okay, I get it. But at the time, I was completely clueless. I had no idea what was going on. So anyway, so that's that. I just wanted to finish that thought because I cut myself off yesterday when my cat was making all this noise and my heater came on, and I paused it, and then I decided I needed to eat something, and then something else happened, and it just got too late, so I never came back, but I'm here now, and so the thing that I talked about being frustrated and feeling the frustration, it's like, I feel the frustration of the collective. I feel like when, depending on different holidays that we may have, like for Mother's Day, there's this like melancholy kind of sadness in the energy of the collective on Mother's Day usually. Father's Day, not so much. That's usually a lighter day for people than Mother's Day. Easter is an especially spiritual day when people are really thinking about their spirituality and Jesus and awakening and all that stuff. So there's different days, and just the way that it is now, just there's the whole world is scared and the whole world is in this place that we've never been before. And so there's frustration on different levels when it comes to that. And then for me personally, it's been frustrating because I know I can help people physically and to deal with this illness, and I haven't yet. Nobody's reached out to me to help them. And that's just frustrating. And I know that there's going to be so many more people. And this is just going to be ongoing and come in waves because people have been infecting other people without knowing it. And it's just, it's very contagious. And so I've been frustrated with watching people on the beaches and just acting like it's status quo out there and it's no big deal and this only affects a certain group, and that's just not true. Another thing that came to me recently was that the chemtrails are tied into this, and the way in which there's the chemicals in the chemtrails that have been going on and on and on for years now, and we've been breathing that shit in, and it has compromised us to where when there's a person who has any kind of susceptibility to this virus for different reasons, they've been breathing in chemtrail components for years now, they can get really sick and they can die. And it wouldn't be as bad if we didn't have chemtrails. But because the whole world has been inhaling this stuff, these heavy metals that are in these super, nanoparticles, super, 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 super tiny, tiny, tiny nanoparticles that float in the air, that create reflection, that create moisture and condensation and density in the air, that create clouds, those funky clouds that we see, and eventually can create all sorts of things. And then that coupled with the energy that they use to activate those particles to do the different things that they want them to do, creates different weather outcomes that they're still trying to figure out. There's a lot of things that they're still trying to figure out. It's all one big experiment. In the meantime, they have been poisoning us with these heavy metals, the barium, the aluminum, and depending on what else that they all put in there, there's a lot of different things. But those two things are the big ones, especially the aluminum. The aluminum is highly reflective, and when it gets put into the atmosphere, it reflects the sun and it creates all this moisture. And that's how they can create storms, and they can also like point these storm systems in certain directions. They can decide we want a system here, and so they'll do different things to create this. And that is going on all around the world. And to do that, it requires these chemtrails, these nanoparticles to be released into the atmosphere. Then they're activated by the sun and by energy. So those 4 and 5G towers that we have everywhere, that's not just for cell use. That's to send out electrical signals into the atmosphere, and it gets those wavy clouds going. That's what those are. And you can see that it's when the energy meets the water and the heavy metals, it creates those patterns. So they're not natural clouds. Clouds don't do that. And we've forgotten what natural clouds look like because they've been making up weather for so long that it's easy to forget. So it's just multi-layered frustration. I'm frustrated because I want to help and it's difficult to get the word out that I even can. It's difficult for people to even believe that I can. And I know that more people are going to be hurt or sick, and things are going to be overwhelming. People are worried about things that they really shouldn't be worried about. Things are going to change in a way that people don't. They still are stuck in that I have to pay my bills, I have to pay my rent, I have to pay my mortgage, I have to open up my store. All these things have to happen. And it's like, no, they don't. That's the way it used to be. It used to be that way. Now it's going to be a different way because society is going to need to run in a different way for there to be a country and a society. Everything needs to change. There's going to need to be a moratorium on paying all bills, all utilities, all rents, or else where are people supposed to go that they're not going to get sick and be out in the streets and stuff? You're just creating more of a problem. So the people that owe mortgages, that get paid rents to pay mortgages, they don't have to pay their mortgage. So the people don't have to pay their rent. The utilities don't need to pay their whatever taxes and however it is that it works with utility companies and how it works with the government. They're not going to need to pay. So we are not going to need to pay them. If nobody needs to pay anybody else, then there isn't a need for that aside from the essentials. And that means food for us and our animals. That means medicines for people who are on medicine. This means to put gas in the car. This means to be able to go to the store. I mean, there's essential things that we need to be able to do as a society or else we're going to have even worse problems. It would really be an end of time situation, and that's not what we're heading into. We're heading into a different time situation. We're heading into a situation where it's going to be like, whoa, wait a second. We don't need to pay for this stuff? Then why are we doing it? And that's going to change a lot of people's minds about stuff. Now, people that are really money centric and you know, most of the world is, you know, people that own certain things are not going to want to share these things just for free. And so things will get back on track when it comes to a monetary system of how things are going to run. But it will show people that there is a different way. And there's going to be a lot of fractures in how people perceive and see reality and how reality is and should be and how we should think about life and society and people and healthcare and all those good stuff, all that good stuff. So that's at least one. Oh, there's my dog. That's at least one. I lost my dog. She's like sitting right in front of me. One definite outcome of this is that we're going to be able to see what really needs, what's really a need and what's really not. And there's a lot of people that are scared right now thinking like, I'm not going to be able to pay my rent. I'm not going to be able to pay my mortgage. I'm not going to be, I can't, you know, people are being laid off. Like, I think it's crazy that they're being called laid off like in 2 weeks of having this go on. It's just amazing to me that there isn't just this pause in the action. Just let things pause. Just put everything on pause. You know, we're the ones who decide how it has to be. We're the ones who decide open up the stock markets and put trade in. And we're the ones, you know, as a global community, decide what's important, what needs, what, you know. It's just people see it a certain way and they can't take themselves out of that frame of mind to see things differently and how things are running versus how things should run or need to run in the event of people unable to do the things that they used to be able to do. We don't have that luxury anymore. And we have to stay like this in these quarantine situations, and people not go into office buildings and not travel and not go to stores they don't need to go to and not, you know, have things happening and commingling their breathing and touching of things, because this can also live on, this is very it's a contagion that lives on surfaces for a long time, and it's just highly, highly contagious. It's so contagious. And if we don't shut it down and stay away from each other, then so many people are going to have it. It's going to overrun things. It's just going to be overrun with people that are sick and dying, and not enough people to take care of them, not enough space to put them, and it's going to be really bad. I mean, it may already be that, like that. It is already like that in certain places around the world. It has been like that, and it may be like that here in the U.S. There's a very good chance of it in different places where one wave overtakes the other. And that would only get way worse if we didn't do this and lock it down. Obviously, it is that big of a deal, or else they wouldn't be doing it all over the world. And they're saying a week or two. I mean, we couldn't even make it to 15 days before people are completely losing their shit and saying everything is over and the whole economy is tanked and this and that. And only if we decide that it is, only if we keep playing by the rules that we had a few weeks ago in this new reality. Yeah. Yeah. But we can't play by the same old rules. It's not the same game anymore. And this is what people need. They need to shift their way of thinking from the top down. And that's the scary. That's the other frustrating part, is that especially here in the U.S., we're being led by somebody who refuses to see reality on any situation, let alone this one. Because if he had, we would be in a different situation at this point. And I wrote about that in my blog, not specifically about our president. He is the one who makes decisions, and he's been saying and doing a lot of things that are wrong and false and backward and stalling. And I mean, just a couple weeks ago, he was saying that, oh, it's going to magically disappear. It'll go down to nobody and we're not going to have a problem. Like, he didn't want the Princess Cruise Line to dock and let those people off that had been on there, and he was keeping them there because he didn't want his numbers to go up. Just by that, like 20 or 30. And now we're in the thousands, not counting them. And we haven't even heard about them or what's going on with them. We've got no word that I've seen anywhere. No updates on these people who got shipped out to different military bases. We don't know their status. They're not telling us. And that worries me. I mean, one thing we have to know for sure and understand is our government, and the people, especially the people who are in the White House, they're very money-centric. It's all about the money. All he cared about was about the stocks and keeping the stocks up and about the economy that he inherited, by the way. But, you know, it's okay to inherit a good economy, but, it, you know, 3 and 4 years into your term, you can point fingers at the previous administration that handled 2 or 3 pandemics or epidemics and dismantle our pandemic team that our U.S. government had, and then point fingers and say, well, we inherited this obsolete, shitty system of dealing with this. No, you dismantled it, and then a couple months ago when you got word of this, you ignored it up until just last week. And you continue to say things that aren't true, and there's lies that you're spewing, and you're attacking journalists for asking very simple, basic questions, and and he doesn't want to do certain things that he should have locked down this country and made it mandatory quarantine for the entire country a week ago. But he did not do that. Instead, we had elections, we have people doing spring break, we have a lot of people still going to work that shouldn't be going to work, and it's just spreading. It's just spreading. And this isn't going to do any of us any favors. It's just going to tax the system of our the medical system more, because there's not enough ventilators. And when people need ventilators, people don't get it. Like, when you need a ventilator, you cannot breathe on your own. This shit is bad. And that happens real quick. It's like, you feel great. Oh, you feel a little sick. Oh, you feel pretty shitty. You got a bad cough. Oh, no, I can't breathe. Oh, crap. If you're going in that direction, that's the direction it's going to go in. And it's quick. And this is why in the different places that we've seen, especially like Italy and Spain, they've had these clusters, these big surges of people dying all at the same time, because they all got infected all at the same time. And they all had the same problem all at the same time. Now, remember, our elderly have been smoking for years and years. They've been on medication. They've been drinking alcohol. They've been stressed more and longer in their lives. And they've been inhaling chemtrails just like we have. So, of course, their bodies are going to be more compromised. And this is also why we need to stay away from them and people who are immunocompromised. Anybody who takes regular medications for situations that are going on with their bodies that are out of control and chronic are not running on a positive battery charge. They're running on a more negative battery charge. So they don't have, and what I mean by that is, instead of it being a full battery, a full life force battery, they're hovering right around 50-60%. So if anything else comes in from the outside that's going to attack that system that's already running at only 50 or 60%, it's going to deplete that real, real quick, and they're not going to have the reserves to take care of themselves. And this is anybody that's immunosuppressed, not just the elderly. So if you've had cancer, if you've had chemo, if you've had radiation, you're like this. If you have asthma, if you have any type of chronic condition where you have a compromised immune system, that's a lot of people, young and old. Also, by the way, you guys, if you haven't seen that one episode, and I put it in an article there, where ibuprofen is not something that you want to be giving, especially children. It that constricts your pain receptors, but it also constricts your airway passages too. So if you already have an upper respiratory problem, it's going to be even worse. So an article came out to not do that. You can use acetaminophen, but not ibuprofen. So, FYI. So, anyway, my frustrations, my coronavirus frustrations are a lot. There are many, just where I think it's like for other people as well. There's many frustrations when it comes to this whole thing. And it is important to maintain our vibrations, to keep a positive, you know, outlook, and go outside and balance out your energy. Stay vigilant with what you're doing as far as quarantining and social distancing and not commingling and not doing things you don't have to do. Use this time to your advantage to connect, to meditate, to write, to draw, to be creative. Don't stress about what's going on. Just take care of yourself and your family. Stay aware, you know, stay aware, and please, if you or someone you know gets coronavirus, gets sick, or even if you don't know because you can't get tested that you're sick, but you think you may have it, please contact me. As I've said a few times, I'm working on a donation basis. So what that means is that pay what you can when you can. So if you have $100 to donate for me to do the healing treatment on you, then $100 it is. If you have $0, then you have $0. I'm not concerned about it. So Don't let that be an excuse. If you're somebody that's wealthy and has a lot of money, then I would appreciate a large donation because you can afford it. But if you're somebody who can't, a single parent who has children to take care of and you're getting sick and you don't have money and you've been laid off, you know, I can help you. I can help you get better, faster, get stronger, get healthier, and not get even more sick, not have to go into the hospital and tax the system more than you already have. If you're in the hospital, if you know somebody in the hospital, we can take care of them there too. I just need a certain set of circumstances, but that can be just, you know, figured out. So I want to leave you guys with that. I'm not sure when I'm going to be back. I'm going to be doing a live probably sometime soon. Just because it's nice to have people around. I'm probably going to schedule an event sooner or later. I do want to do that on my Facebook, but I've never done it before and I don't know what I'm doing yet. So we shall see about that. Again, thank you so much for listening. And please check me out on my website and my Instagram. My website is thehealingbutterfly.org. My Instagram is @the.healing.butterfly. And I'm now on Twitter @infinity_963. I'm liking Twitter. This is the first time I've ever been into it. I guess it took a pandemic for me to understand it and get into it. And I'm kind of digging it. There's a lot of good information there. There's a way to kind of keep your know about things. So I've been doing that. What else before I go? Oh, I am going to be on... Well, I'm going to save that, actually. I'm going to save this announcement. So I'm going to save that, but I'll be announcing other things coming up soon. All right, guys, I guess that's it for now. I hope that your frustrations are less today. I did take I ran out of hot water before I took my bath today, so I'm going to have to get back to that, but I did take a really nice shower. And I hope that, you know, you're doing more meditation. Going into water, like I've explained, is really important. So please try to do that. And just try to stay light, you guys. Just try to stay light. All right, guys. Infinite love and blessings. Don't forget, the key is to create. I love you already. And always live in love. Bye, guys.